Chapter 85. Adara. Adara, never having witnessed real combat before, other than what she'd read in her books, nervously cracked her knuckles as she watched the horror of battle taking place outside her window. Little by little, they were losing ground. "There's too many of them." Her mother glanced her way from where she stood behind the front door. She held the only sword they had left after Liesa took the other to defend Tai. Adara turned around and looked at Aiden. He was sitting in the corner. His sword lay across his lap.
"They need your help!"
He tilted his head.
"Don't look at me. I'm not going out there and getting myself killed. It's Tai they want."
Adara had been a bit smitten with Aiden since first having seen him during their last performance night. He was tall with dark hair, a strong chin, and green eyes like her father and older brother. Unfortunately, even the most despicable of people can look good at a distance, she supposed. But after spending any amount of time in the same room with him, Aiden's outward beauty quickly dissolved as his inward mannerisms shone through. What Liesa saw in him was beyond her. Adara figured it must have been her father's choice, although, after Aiden's show of cowardice earlier, Adara doubted that even Lord Baal could overlook such actions for the sake of his family's name.
"Are you really that stupid? They can't leave any witnesses to this. You heard the witch, they're going to kill us all."
She pointed to his lap.
"You have a sword, go use it."
"I can't."
Aiden's eyes bore a slight look of humiliation as he turned away.
"Why not?" "Because I don't know how."
His face was as hot as stoked embers. Adara wasn't sure whether it was due to rage or embarrassment.
"I wear it for decoration, all right."
His eyes hopped from her to her mother and then back to his lap.
"I thought it made me look courageous."
Adara shook her head and stared at him, and not for the reason she would have normally done so before. For once, she was without words.
"Besides," he said, "it's not exactly a real sword."
He held it out for inspection.
"It's completely dull, and would probably break the first time it hit something."
He bowed his head and stared at his feet. Wow. That was unexpected. That was probably the most honest statement she'd heard come out of Aiden's mouth. She almost felt sorry for him, sitting there with his faux sword, looking as helpless as a lost puppy. If only he wasn't so ridiculously good-looking, she mused. She could find it a lot easier to hate him and his flimsy sword.
A loud crash in the kitchen brought everyone around with a start as the back door flew open. Pieces of splintered wood slid across the kitchen floor. Aiden hopped to his feet when two men in rough leather and patched furs stepped inside. The shorter man on the right held a sword Adara recognized, from her book of weaponry, as a falchion. Its wide blade curved at the end. The ugly Northman let it swing loosely at his side. The enormous man on the left wore a half-mask with black markings. It looked as though he had dipped his fingers in some kind of ink and smeared them across the white bone. Besides the single-bladed axe he toted over his shoulder, the savage also bore an impressive array of knives at his waist. Adara counted 5 that she could see from the front.
"I told you I saw him heading in here, Jonas," said the lanky man on the right, as he pointed his blade in their direction.
They stepped out of the kitchen and into the great room where the other three were huddled. Adara was having a difficult time understanding the garbled speech. It was unlike anything she'd ever read about. The big one on the left said something to his comrade and then wiped his large hands down the sides of his hardened face. He went on to say something more, but his words were even less understandable. He ended the short conversation with the word Damar. Adara figured it must be the smaller man's name. She might not have understood what he had said,
but his body language spoke volumes. He stared at her and licked his lips in the most explicit way. It was the most attention any man had ever given her. The smaller savage, Damar, must have agreed with whatever was said, because his face widened into a lewd grin as well.
I love mine warm and full of fight.
How dare you?
Aiden bellowed uncharacteristically, as he took a very small step forward.
You will not touch a single hair of their heads, or—
He puffed at his chest as far as it would go.
Or I'll be forced to run you through.
He ended his statement by brandishing his not-so-real sword. Damar laughed.
Would you look at that, Jonas? It's a fella. He's about as pretty as the rest of them. Just look at that beautiful hair.
Aiden's long brown locks were a feature Adara had admired as well, but for quite different reasons.
You will pay for that, you dirty savage!
Aiden shouted back, his face as red as his crimson vest. He started forward, but didn't make it halfway to the dining table in pursuit of justice, when Adara's mother grabbed hold of his outer jacket and jerked him backwards.
Get back here, you fool, before you get yourself killed!
Neela held her own sword out in front of her.
You stay back!
She pointed it toward the two Northmen, slowly easing their way further into the main room.
You hear me?
Ignoring her warning, they took another step forward. Their eyes passed over each of them in turn, as if inspecting a hard-earned prize.
Don't you come any closer, I'm warning you!
Adara grabbed the only spare weapon within reach, one of her father's sickles. Her knuckles turned white when the thought of what was possibly going to happen took hold. Her hands were shaking, almost as much as her legs. There was no one there to rescue them. Everyone with the ability to fight was outside. They had no idea what was happening to them.
Or what? You'll cut me, the smaller man jeered.
They were now within swinging distance. Adara noticed Jonas staring at her sickle, no doubt calculating his options if it should be used against him.
Take another step and find out,
her mother countered, daring either one of them to take her up on her offer. Damar was the first to move.
I like him with spirit, he said, as he took up her challenge.
His eyes danced with eager anticipation, danced with ravenous hunger, danced with sudden concern as her mother's blade flew at his face. Damar blinked, but his reflexes took over and his angled blade went up. A loud clang was heard as her mother's sword was stopped mid-swing by the force of the Talosian's block. Reaching out with his free hand, he grabbed the front of Neela's top and jerked her forward, ripping off a few buttons in the process. Pulling her close, he forcibly tried kissing her.
Ah!
The savage's head lurched backwards. He shouted something in his own language and backhanded her with a closed fist across the face. Neela's head spun around and she landed in a heap on the floor. She didn't move. Damar's hand reached for his mouth.
She bit me!
He wiped at the blood now running freely from the ragged teeth marks in his lower lip. Adara gripped her sickle even tighter as she listened to Jonas bellow out a hard laugh at his comrade's sorry luck. He said something to the little man, which she could only guess was meant to humiliate him even further. As big as he was, Jonas kept himself back and away from what he must have perceived as his friend's conquests. He appeared only too happy to let the little man do all the fighting while he watched the entertainment. Adara took a step closer to her mother. She dug deep to find the courage she needed. She certainly couldn't rely on Aiden. Her mind raced as she fought to recall any of her previous reading on weapons combat. It was one thing to read about something, but quite another to actually apply the information in practical form. After having been belittled in front of the other Northmen, Damar looked ready to reclaim his supposed manhood.
You want blood? He spat.
His spittle rained down across her mother's unmoving body.
I'll give you blood.
He raised his falchion over his head. Adara was out of time. She angled her sickle and was moving to block his strike when someone came roaring past her.
Yah!
Aiden held his sword high as he rushed the Northman head-on. Adara was speechless. Aiden's attack left Damar with no other option but to pull back from his original target and attempt to block the unexpected foray before Aiden was on top of him. The two swords connected. Adara couldn't tell who was more surprised by the outcome, Aiden or Damar, when Aiden's sword burst into a dozen pieces and flew across the room, leaving him completely alone to Damar's quick backswing. It sliced deep into his chest. Aiden staggered backwards with a look of unmistakable horror as he looked down at the flow of blood staining the top of his beautiful silk shirt. The angry Northman didn't hesitate. He stepped forward and plunged his sword into Aiden's gut. Adara barely had time to react. She screamed in rage and struck while the savage was preoccupied. Her weapon seemed such a light thing in her hand as her adrenaline kicked in, bringing her mind into focus. The Talosian's eyes widened as he struggled to pull his sword from Aiden's torso in time to stop her attack, but Adara knew he wouldn't be able to. She knew exactly where to strike to do the most damage. Unlike a sword or a dagger, her sickle couldn't be used for thrusting. It had to be wielded in a cutting fashion. The newly honed edge sliced straight through the soft underside of Damar's stomach like a hot knife through butter, carving out a thick portion to spread. Damar's face paled, and his sword dropped from his hands as he tried holding his insides in. He fell with a thump to the floor. His body convulsed. His gut had been split wide, revealing a mass of entrails. Adara was transfixed at the sight. It was the first time she had ever taken a life. As sick and horrified as she felt about it, she couldn't seem to overcome her academic perspective as she studied what came out. Jonas used the distraction to get behind her and swing his axe at her head. Catching the movement, Adara dove to the right and rolled under the blade swing. She could feel the wind of its force as it flew past. She rolled to her back in order to block the next attack. She had nowhere to go. The savage grunted something under his breath and raised his axe. She raised her sickle, but already knew it was a useless effort. His axe would split it like kindling and nail her to the wooden floor in the process. She closed her eyes and waited for the end. There was a groan and a heavy thump beside her that forced her eyes back open. She glanced to her left and saw the head of the axe buried in the floorboard next to her face. Looking back at the Northman, she noticed an arrow protruding from his right shoulder. Move! Her mother yelled from somewhere near the front door. She must have made it over to one of the men's discarded bows while the Talosians were focused on Aiden and Adara. Quickly, Adara rolled to the side as Jonas reached for his axe. He barely had time to get his fingers around the hilt when her mother smashed the back of the big man's head with one of her skillets. The impact rang like a bell, and the rough-looking Talosian pitched over on his face, his jowls wobbling the whole way down. His bone mask split into pieces when it struck the floor. Adara thought about gutting the big Northman, but just couldn't bring herself to do it. One opened corpse was enough. Hearing a raspy groan from behind her, she quickly rushed to Aiden's side. Her mother was already there, pressing her hand against the gaping hole where he had been stabbed. The left side of her mother's face was beginning to swell and turn the shade of a fine burgundy, which Adara knew from her reading would eventually change to a rich cobalt blue, and a few weeks later, into a lovely chartreuse. She shook her head, trying to bring her random thoughts back to what was important. We need to stop the bleeding, she said, as her mother held pressure on the seeping wound. He's hurt pretty bad. Aiden lay there, trying his best not to whimper as he clutched at the vicious opening in his stomach. Hang on, Aiden. I'll get some cloths and make a salve to help stem the bleeding.
Aiden acknowledged with a slight bob of his head. Adara got to her feet and looked at him with a warm smile.
Thank you for saving my mother's life. You were really brave.
I was really stupid, he said through gritted teeth. I didn't even have a real sword.
That's what made it so heroic.